Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Hour number two. It's Ben and Woods on a Monday morning. And there is Tier 1 Rod in the chat. Yesterday was the biggest fan game. And he said thanks again to 97.3. Ben Woods, Paulie, great time in the Odyssey Suite yesterday. Sorry that couldn't make it, Rod. But he said Sammy and Scraby stopped by, apparently.
Thank you, guys.
That was cool. And I hope you had a really fun time. I'm so glad that one of our diehard listeners could win the contest this year and enjoy the night in the Odyssey Suite.
Would have loved to have been there, but we had a baseball game at 1 p.m. yesterday out in the middle of deep Oceanside, and we lost. And yeah. I'm beside myself, pretty much.
Tough game.
Tough game. Yeah, we stink right now.
Sorry.
We got to figure out who
you're
we
in the top league now.
We are. We got to figure out
who it's got to be a bit of a learning curve.
We got to figure out who we want to be.
For me, I was watching.
Yeah, you're sitting on your ass watching golf.
I have baseball on my I have baseball on my phone.
Just
admit
it. I
had golf on the TV and was watching both at the same time. And I would have really regretted it had I missed that final round of the Masters. I know that not everybody out there is a golf fan. You think it's boring, especially to watch on television.
It
and I'm gonna surprise you. It is sometimes.
Sometimes
it's
it
truly,
is.
Truly, sometimes golf can be very boring. I enjoy the peace of it in those occasions, but yesterday's final round of the Masters was some of the best sports theater I have ever watched, along the lines of World Series, Super Bowls, NBA Finals. I mean, it was riveting, really from the first hole to the last hole, with Rory McIlroy and the demons that he carried with him, the failures to complete the career Grand Slam. It had been 11 years since he had won his last major, and had so many close calls, even at Augusta, where just wasn't sure he was ever going to win that green jacket. And finally, he puts himself back in position with a two-shot lead, of course, over Bryson DeChambeau, the LIV golfer who had denied him the U.S. Open last year at Pinehurst with that amazing shot on 18 after Rory missed the little three-foot putt a couple of holes earlier that cost him a U.S. Open title. So he's got to go head-to-head against Bryson. And what happens?
Well, it's the PGA v. LIV. You know, it's the whole thing. Rory's the face of the PGA,
right?
And Bryson is one of the faces of LIV golf. And we're the best. No, we're the best. And you guys are this. And you guys are that. A lot of finger-pointing over the years. To have it come down to those two is, you know, it's Padres, Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. It's like this is what you live for.
And what happens?
No pun intended.
What happens on the very first hole? Rory makes a double bogey.
Double bogey.
And honestly, and he kind of agreed after the round might have been one of the best things that happened to him by making the double bogey on the first hole, and then Bryson birdies the second hole, and all of a sudden, Rory's down.
He gave it up.
He's down after two holes, a stroke to Bryson. And it really kind of was a shock to the system to Rory McIlroy, who then picked up two shots on three, two shots on four to reestablish his three-shot lead, made a couple more birdies, birdied 10, got to 14 under par. And at that point, with eight holes to go, it looked like it was completely over. Rory McIlroy had it. It was going to be a coronation on the back nine.
Yep.
Just had to get through Amen Corner, 11, 12, and 13 in Augusta. And it fell apart. I mean, Rory absolutely choked. Bogeyed 11 after getting a great break, staying out of the water by inches on his second shot, still made the bogey. Parred 12, and then 13, just maybe the most mind-bogglingly bad shot you'll see from one of the best players in the world. Lays up, totally safe, easy wedge, right to the par 5. He's going to have a birdie putt of some length, you know, very easy shot. And just hits this little weak block into the creek and takes a double bogey. And just like that, the lead is gone as Justin Rose is making this five birdies and six-hole run on the back nine to go from 5-under to 11-under. And now Rory's tied for the lead. Then he bogeys 14, and he's behind again. And now Åberg is tied as well. And it's turning into a Greg Norman-like, one of the biggest collapses in golf history. Rory is never going to get over this. I mean,
can't get through it. There's no way you get through
it. Rory is done. He's absolutely done. How can you recover from something like that? You are a choker. Everyone thought maybe you were a choker. You have now proved it beyond any shadow of a doubt. You are one of sports' all-time biggest chokers in the clutch. And what does he do right after that? Comes up with an unbelievable second shot, 7-iron around a tree to the par 5 to about 4.5 feet for eagle. And then he chokes
the putt.
And just the weakest little putt, still makes the birdie, but misses the eagle. It's a great shot on 16, misses the putt. 17, puts it in the fairway, knocks it to like 2.5 feet for a birdie to retake the lead by one. So all he needs is a par on the last hole. Finally. All right,
and Rose is in the clubhouse with a 66 at this point.
So, but he can't do anything about it. So all he needs is a par. And I'm thinking, okay, Rory stepping to the 18. I know what's going to happen here. This is another Rory's going to blast it way right or into the bunker
going
or something.
Going in the trees. Yep.
And he hits a perfect drive. I mean, perfect. Right down the middle. He's got 125 yards in. It's over. I mean, a pro from 125 out.
It's
going to make
in
a
the
par
bank.
Or birdie. 19 out of 20 times, 29 out of 30 times, it's an easy shot for him. And what does he do? Hits a little block again into the bunker, and then hits a pretty good bunker shot to 4.5 feet, and hits another horrible putt, makes the bogey, and now
playoffs.
Now they're going to a playoff. Sudden death.
How do you recalibrate your mind?
His knees must have been jelly at that point. His mind spinning. He's going to sign his scorecard and goes, I can't believe I have to go out and play more golf. At this point.
And all you're thinking about, guaranteed, is you suck, you're an idiot, you just blew it again, everyone's looking at you, everyone's laughing across the country, the world.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
So they go to the 18th tee, and Justin Rose hits first, and I'm thinking, if Rose puts this in the fairway,
Rory's
going to crumble again. And he did. Put a good tee shot, about 150 out in the fairway, and I'm thinking, oh no. And then Rory hits another perfect one, too, like almost the exact same spot he was on 18 before. But Rose gets to hit first, so is he gonna put the pressure on? Nearly flies it into the cup, but it bounces about 10 feet past and does not
catch come
the
back.
Slope and roll back. So he's got a really good birdie putt. I mean, he put a ton of pressure on Rory, who's got this same shot that he just biffed minutes ago on 18. And Rory hits another shot of a lifetime, spins it back to like 3.5 feet. Rose doesn't make the putt, and Rory exercises every demon by rolling in the birdie in the playoff hole to complete the career grand slam.
By the way,
and falls to his knees, and the emotion in that moment was something I don't know that I've ever seen on a golf course.
By the way, the putt he had to win it was 4 feet. He barely touched it, and I mean,
downhill.
Like, it was just bing, and it shot in, and you saw him just look to the heavens. Then he fell to his knees. You could see him sobbing. I can't believe we missed that to go lose a baseball game. I would have much rather been sitting at home watching the Masters. It was so effing good. It was so, so good. The highest drama, the highest theater. You can't even imagine what's going through these guys' minds when they're out there. Justin Rose was just, that's always the best, in my opinion. If you're like world-class golfer, you want to be second. You do not want to be first. You want to be second, and you want to be a few shots behind. You're like, I can literally just let it eat today. Let this guy crumble. He probably will. And by all accounts, that's what Rory's done. Man, he joins, what, five other guys to do this? The career Grand Slam? Is that now six
people
total?
He's the sixth person and only the second since 1965. Him and Tiger, who did it in 2000, since Jack Nicklaus got there.
You got Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and now Rory McIlroy. Career Grand Slam.
The most exclusive of clubs. And I don't know who had the better call of Rory's win. Both of them were legendary and both filled with double meaning. On television, Jim Nance went with Rory finally has his masterpiece. Get the double entendre because he needed the Masters.
The masterpiece
was the final piece of his career Grand Slam. The masterpiece to complete it, where Mike Tirico on the radio call said, a Grand Slam roar at Augusta, because Roar is kind of his nickname. So they both had kind of a double entendre call. Which very clever.
I like to picture them sitting in their hotel room the night before, scratching out.
Oh, I'm sure they did
different lines. Oh, how
you gotta come up with the
how
right
much
one
would
for
you
that
love
moment.
That,
yeah,
Betty?
That's,
oh
that's
my
what I dream of
God.
And then and on the television broadcast, really nice. Ickley doesn't say anything for 7 minutes.
7 minutes,
and just lets Rory the scene just paint its own picture as he's greeted by his family, his friends, hugs for everybody as he's walking up to the clubhouse and just seeing that emotion continuing to pour out of him. And him and Trevor Immelman don't say a word for the 7 minutes, and we just soak it all in. I thought it was some of the best television coverage, some of the greatest TV drama and theater that I have ever witnessed.
Yeah, it's a man. Everyone was talking about, you know, that's the weight of the world off his shoulders as far as, you know, golf goes. Everyone's got their own issues in life, but as far as the golf world goes, nobody will ever take a career Grand Slam away from him. And joins again the most elite company. It's the best drama. It's the best golf tournament. There's just nothing better. There's just nothing better than a Sunday at the Masters with golf like that. It's as gut wrenching and nerve wracking as watching your team play a World Series. I mean, it's just sickening. You're sick to your stomach, especially if you had money on it, or like if you have a pick dynasty league like I do. And I had Rory. I was very happy to see him win it. It is such good theater. Such good theater.
Did I pull anybody in? Everyone's wondering, what's Pauly doing during all this? He's not on camera right now.
What happened? Going,
is he?
I just took myself off.
No,
yeah,
you
because
did not.
It's not because it's golf talk.
Why did you take yourself off?
Just disappeared for
because
a while.
I had less than nothing
exactly.
to contribute.
Oh,
and
boy.
I didn't
did I
see
not
the eyes
boy.
Rolling back.
Oh, did I not? No. Did I not compel?
You did that on purpose.
Did I not draw you in with my tale of Rory's final round? Not at all. People are going, Pauly just taking a hit off Penn Higgins while Ben talks about golf.
Jesslyn, can we talk Padres now?
Playing Minesweeper over there.
We did. We talked Padres for the first hour. We're going to get back.
We're getting right back to Padres talking.
That was awesome, though. That was an awesome, awesome turning.
I mean,
it always is.
It was about as good as it gets, I think, in terms of if golf. It's not going to. I don't know that we can top that kind of theater that we saw.
I know. It was so good.
All right. We're going to take a timeout. We will get back to baseball. First, though, we got Don't Do This coming up in our next segment. I loved a moment from the NBA on TNT. You know, it's going away.
Yeah.
Officially. Last official regular season show for Ernie Johnson. He had some beautiful words for everybody that's been involved in that show for so many years. So we'll have that and more coming up after a check of traffic. It's Ben and Woods on a Monday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Monday morning, you got the Monday blues, looking for something fun to do, maybe to spice up the start of your week. You could always make a plan, maybe after work, to head down to 7 Mile Casino. It's really easy to get to. You don't have to, you know, carve 3 hours out of your day for the long drive. You can just play. Get down there, play a little bit, and then leave. And you don't feel like you wasted a bunch of time in the car trying to find somewhere that's like 45, 50 minutes away in the East County.
That's exactly right. Obviously, with the team playing at home, great place to go pregame, postgame. It's got everything you're looking for at 7 Mile Casino. They got the California-style blackjack, the Pai Gow, the Baccarat, the Texas Hold'em, everything you want. No cigarette smoke blowing in your face, no cigar smoke blowing in your face, no slot machines ringing in your ears. We talk about it all the time. Best part, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Absolutely. Please check it out today. Enjoy it with friends, TVs. The patio is fantastic. There's plenty of different reasons to head out to 7 Mile Casino. Hit the 5 South Chula Vista Bay Boulevard. It's on the west side of the freeway. You can't miss it. Pull right into the parking lot. It's 7 Mile Casino, 7 minutes from downtown.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Look at this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why? How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't
leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust and Will at Trust and Will Online. No. Set up a Trust and Will Online. I messed it up this time. Set up a Trust and Will Online at TrustandWill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit TrustandWill.com for more info.
Love it.
All right. I will start today. I will say you made me a little nervous on Saturday. You were coming in hot. I knew you would for our night in the entertainment suite at Petco Park.
Wait, this is about me?
Yeah, you had two T-ball games to coach. So I was definitely knowing you were going to be a little bit on the later side.
I had a lot on my plate.
You were. You had a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
But you just told us a story that you really have to. You lost your car again downtown at a Padres game.
I did.
Stop. Why? How does this keep happening to you?
So I knew where we were sitting, and I didn't want to park in a certain spot. So I put in my GPS, let's find a parking lot near the team store, because that's where I was going in. You can't, you got on Harbor. You can't go right off of Harbor once the game's going. There's just, you can't go. So I got, I was just pinched in. So I went and I parked at the Hilton, and I walked across the bridge. But I went up, paid the exorbitant $50 to park, by the way, walked all the way across, ended up walking way farther than I would have had I just parked in the MTS lot, and made my way into the suite. And then after it was over, when I left, I forgot where I parked. And I had
you knew you were at the Hilton, at least, right?
I knew I was in the
you
Hilton
didn't
parking garage. Yeah,
okay,
Sculpins will get you.
I had no Sculpins. I had a Coca-Cola and a water. And I walked back up into the parking lot, and I went, I was in my wife's car, by the way. She doesn't have the fob with the panic button or the lock button.
Beep, beep.
So, yeah.
Beep,
so
beep.
I didn't realize what a crutch that was for me in my life. I need it everywhere I go. And I started pacing up. Down. Second level. Did I go second level? Third level. Was I on the third level? Oh, wait. This is multi-tiered, and it's multi-colors on both sides. It's a really confusing parking lot. It's like Horton Plaza, if you ever parked there.
Oh, the old Horton Plaza lot.
You better take a picture.
Are you in vegetables or fruits?
I don't, exactly. So I took me like 25 minutes of walking around, listening to the game on my phone.
And this isn't the first time this has happened.
No.
You once were lost downtown looking for your car.
For like an hour. My phone was dying, too. It was awful, so I'm a little bit forgetful.
Meanwhile, now, I've been instructed that I need to bring this up from our boss, Michael. So we're down in the Petco Entertainment Suite, which is right at the bottom of the Western Metal Supply Company in the corner. It was amazing, by the way. I didn't realize. I thought it wouldn't be a great view of the game. I mean, you're sitting in the corner of the field. It was incredible. I mean, you felt like you could reach out and touch Jason Hayward.
It was crazy.
Out there in left field. It was amazing. And then Chef Phil at Petco Park comes and brings just this beautiful spread of all the new menu items they want us to try.
Yeah.
The lobster rolls, the Deckman tacos and ceviche, the sliders, the pretzel slider with the pastrami and the beer cheese, which was phenomenal. And he lays it all out and kind of talks about each of the items. And then Woodsy's just the first one right in there.
Yeah.
When there's like, you know, we got 30, 35 people in there. And he is right in there grabbing the first lobster roll before anybody else has touched any food.
He said eat.
Someone does have to be first. It's always awkward because someone has to be first.
He said, all right.
But the person who's first always commits the faux pas of being first.
I didn't feel it was a faux pas. I feel like let's get this thing moving. Everyone's standing around with Chef Phil. These guys got to get back to work, and they're like, Chef Phil, can I ask you a couple questions? What was your creative inspiration for these sliders that you made? Let the dude go back to work. Let's eat.
But when you, like, anytime, if you're going to dinner at someone's house and there's, like, a buffet station,
so stupid.
You're never supposed to be the first. That's what my mother taught
me. I rarely am, but
that
night.
Don't be the first person at the buffet line.
Like, I just wanted to get it in me and get it not over with because it was really good. I just, like, let's get this thing going.
The problem is if everybody.
How did you gain all the weight?
If everybody followed what their mother said, don't be the first person.
No one would eat.
No one would ever eat. That's a problem.
Bro, you should have seen. There was like 20 air staff there. The jackals. They pillage.
No one eats like radio
Nobody
people, especially
eats.
When the food is free.
Yeah, man. They pillage this thing. I did get a chance to have the banana pudding, and it was...
It
brought me to my knees.
I don't know why people haven't been hyping it up more. It's like real banana, southern banana pudding with vanilla wafers.
It's ungodly.
In the whipped cream, in the helmet cup.
Yeah.
It's like one of the best ballpark... desserts of all
time. It's
the
best ballpark dessert I've ever had.
I think you're probably right. It was so good.
Made my knees weak, man.
It was
so
good.
Yeah.
I love Nilla wafers, too.
I do, too. I do, too. It was all deadly, man.
I said it was the best ballpark like treat that I've ever had
no
at a sporting event.
There's no question about it.
You have to get it. People were tweeting all
night. Where
do
you get it?
Where do you get that? It's at the Seaside Market.
Yeah.
Location on the first base side.
They
there.
Sell out, so get there.
Yeah.
Like when you get to the ballpark,
yeah,
go
do
get
dessert
it.
First.
Do dessert first. It's worth it.
Get your banana pudding and then figure out what you're going to eat afterwards. Because yeah, they seem to sell out of that really quickly, and you can see why. I mean, it's also in a little helmet cup,
yeah.
Which was I mean, it's way better than a helmet sundae. Honestly,
oh man, it was so good. This is a pretty insane don't do this that I saw Friday. You guys were playing golf. I was working on the roast, and I was on Twitter, and I saw that television news station, KTLA,
oh my God,
just tweeted out the N-word, plural. That's it. That was the tweet. Blank. Tweeted it out. And I went,
making some sort of larger point?
I have no idea. They just tweeted it out. And I saw it. I went,
they were hacked.
Right. They must have been hacked. And then you see the follow-up. KTLA experienced a technical error while adding language filters to our social media account, resulting in an offensive word being accidentally shared. We are appalled.
Oh my God.
And apologize that this occurred. Obviously, it lives forever because screenshots and everything else.
Mm. And so in their attempt to make sure that it never got out,
they tweeted it out. I ask you this, Paulie. Like, if you're going to put, because I know nothing about, you can, like, I know you can block, like, if I get tired of hearing about Shohei Ohtani, I can put in, block that from my Twitter.
Block, yeah.
And I feel like I feel like you still see stuff. I don't know that I've muted many words. But I don't know how to set up, like, a corporate account. Is this a legit excuse, do you think?
I have no idea.
No idea?
I really don't.
It's just weird that it's one word and it was tweeted. Not, it wasn't 50 words that they're
It's not out of the realm of possibility that, yeah, you go into the settings and type words that you don't want to appear in your timeline, right? But I don't know how that results in, like, hitting the compose, like start a post.
Right.
And put it out there.
And then, bam, the first word.
And then hit send. I don't know.
I saw it and I went,
people have lost their jobs over less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was something. Go ahead, Ben.
All right, finally a little doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
NBA regular season wrapped up over the weekend. Play-in tournament begins tomorrow, Woods. You got your 7-8 games with Atlanta at Orlando and Memphis at Golden State.
Thank God.
Clippers beat the Warriors in the last day to cinch the fifth seed. The Clippers and Nuggets will face off in the first round. Lakers are in the third seed. They'll play Ant and the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first round. But with the end of the regular season, also kind of the end of an era, they'll still have some playoff shows. But the NBA on TNT, of course, it's not completely going away. The guys are mostly staying together, but we'll be doing the show on ESPN next year. So it is the end of an era on TNT. And wrapping up their final show, Ernie came out to their big Atlanta compound. And it was on a stage, and they had all the staffers who had worked on the show, worked at TNT, Turner, over the years. And Ernie had some really heartfelt comments. You know how Ernie is. He is such a genuinely good dude. And I thought we'd pull a little bit of the end of what he had to say on their last regular season broadcast ever.
For the fans out there who they think NBA, and they think NBA on TNT, that's why it hurts tonight. To know that's gone after this next playoff run, and that's the business of basketball, I guess. But I will say this, no time for bitterness. It is time for appreciation. It's time for gratitude. And it has been my pleasure to be one of your co-workers, one of your teammates, and a part of this family. Love you.
Oh, man, when the old guys get shake voice like that, it gets me. I'm done. I mean, I'm absolutely. I had to like tune it out because I didn't want to start getting choked up. I don't even work for the NBA. And he started talking about it, I felt like I was part of the family. When they start getting the, like last week, when you cried live on the radio.
Am I an old guy now?
It gets me. Yeah, when I see people, it's like vomit. If somebody vomits, I vomit. Yeah. If I see somebody crying,
I saw Rory going yesterday.
Got me so good.
It got me too.
So good.
And that is a don't and do this for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we will get back to the Padres talk, the baseball talk, get to the first two games from the series over the weekend. More great pitching, including Kyle Hart. What a bounce back start he made on Saturday night. We'll talk about all that and more coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, it's time for your old pal Woodsy to put his money where his mouth is. Again, I woke up on Saturday and I said, well, what has happened to my knees? Both of my knees were rattling. Like they just felt like they were in so much pain. And it's time to throw up the bat signal and head on over to QC Kinetics and get treatment. And I'm not kidding. It's the first thing I will do this week is make an appointment because, again, you get a little older, the joint pain starts, and you want to make sure you kind of nip it in the bud. That's what QC Kinetics is really for. Did it with my wrists. I've never had an issue since. And so excited. I'm excited to go in, get treatment at QC Kinetics. Again, this is where I'm going to go anytime I have joint pain. If you're feeling the same way right now, you woke up, you're not feeling great, go in there, get a free consultation with them. They got appointments available in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. It's a healthier life, free of harmful meds. That's their entire mission. Their science is so solid, gives you your life back. So if you got that pain in your joint, in any of your joints, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your back, give them a call today at 619-614-PAIN. It's 619-614-PAIN. They are QC Kinetics. Now is the best time to get started. Again, it's 619-614-PAIN.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is happening at 8 o'clock. Everybody been waiting for Woodsy to pay off his wager with no one. Essentially, no one like goaded him into this. This was completely of your own
stupid
doing.
I always do this.
You volunteered.
Well, I just said, yeah, man. If they sweep, you guys, I'll let you guys crack in. I'll have egg on my face. Because I had everyone all panicked about the Rockies.
You would have signed up for 2 out of 3.
Oh, God. In a heartbeat, dude. Yes. Against that team? Oh, my God.
Giving up a win.
So. Again, it's not that I don't believe in our boys or anything like that. People were taking victory laps. I got on the radio and was like, there's no way we can beat. I was like, man, I'm just, these guys make me nervous because they've had our number. And, bro, happy to take the egg on my face.
The Rockies really only had two good things going for them this weekend.
Kyle the weather Farmer, was nice.
Well, I'm sure they enjoyed their trip to San Diego. And Kyle Farmer was the extent of their offense.
Yeah.
And their new pitcher made his second career
Chase
start.
Dollander.
Chase Dollander.
Nasty.
Was pretty nasty.
He's
and
nasty.
They can feel good about having a young pitching prospect who looks like he might be a pretty decent arm on the big league level. Of course, on Saturday, he gave up the leadoff home run to Fernando Tatis Jr., and that's all it turned out to be for the Padres to end up winning that game 2-0. But other than that, it was all Padres. So Woodsy's going to pay off his wager at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're just going to do it.
And he's
we'll
going
just,
to we'll wear egg
careful.
On his face. We're going to be careful. You're going to put on some, we got some extra t-shirts.
I got t-shirts, some 97.3 The Fan shirts. I'll take them home and wash them.
We'll see. If the engineers are listening, I might be running down the hallway
Maybe.
To stop us right now, but that's we've decided that we're just going to go for it at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
and then at 8:35, we'll be joined by Dennis Lynn, our Ben & Woods Linsider, to talk more Padres baseball. But let's go back to Saturday night's game. We were sitting in the suite. Don and Mudd were broadcasting from two floors above us on the balcony of the Western Metal Supply Company. Really fun night at the ballpark to see Fernando Tatis Jr. put on a show. From the very first batter of the game, when he made an incredible catch, I thought there was no chance anyone was going to get to that ball, and made a sliding catch to begin the game, hit the home run to lead off the bottom of the first, and then in the top of the ninth inning, when the Rockies had their truly, truly one and only chance this weekend to do anything, they got a couple of runners on against Robert Suarez. First hits he's given up all year long, two outs, tying runs on, Chris Bryant at the plate. And Bryant hits one pretty well down into the right field corner. I could not tell from our vantage point in the other corner. I wasn't sure if it was going to get out, if it was going to go off the wall, what was going to happen. And I'm watching Fernando chase back there, leap. And I did not know if he made the catch or not. I was unsure of whether the game was over. And I tried to look at the reaction. Jason Hayward starts, he like celebrates for a second, but then he turns around and starts walking back to the outfield like, wait, did he not catch that? What's going on here? And I thought maybe they tied it with a double. Maybe it had bounced over the wall off his glove and the Padres were down. But eventually, after a moment, the shock wore off and they all started celebrating and high-fiving. A 2-0 win. Just an incredible catch by Fernando to end that game. But I don't know that there's ever been bookend stars. A star to start the game
to start and finish.
And a star to finish the game.
Same
for
guy.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, so good. So good. Kyle Hart was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Talk about a bounce back. Again, I do realize who he's pitching against, but we've seen it before. You know, we have seen it before. He came out, again, understood the mission that night, and just attacked the zone. And I couldn't be happier for him bouncing back after a really miserable start in Chicago, which is the exact same thing that happened to Nick Pivetta. Let's call those a wash at this point. And the way that they both rebounded this weekend was phenomenal.
Yeah, Jason Hayward got his first home run.
God, that was great to see live.
Good moment for him. I think we're all really happy for him. Whether it, you know, he sticks all season long or not, I've enjoyed at least his presence with the San Diego Padres.
Yep.
I love talking to him at spring training. I do think he's a good thing for this team. He may not be the best solution full-time in the outfield, but if he, you know, hit a run, gets a sac fly like he did yesterday, he still is showing that he can be productive on the big league level. And then another great night from the bullpen. A little bit of nervous time from Suarez, but Estrada and Adam both getting the job done. The defense was really terrific in that game. The only close one of the series as the Padres got the 2-0 win on Saturday night. We'll check traffic, and then we can go back to Friday. Even better pitching performance by the same. I mean, how do you pick of the three starting pitching performances this weekend? They were all fantastic. We'll talk about that next year on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Now, I will say Friday is the only game this season that I really have not, I did not watch, as we were doing the roast on Friday night. Woods were, every time we got off the stage,
yeah, we checked
behind
the
stage, we were checking the score, and I remember Woods, it was 0-0, 0-0, and we're doing the roast, and all of a sudden Woods shows me his phone, and it's 6-0 Padres.
Just like that.
Wow, that happened fast, and that was due to the 6-run fifth inning off Herman Marquez, as the Padres just had one of those relentless innings that they're known for.
Who had just dominated this team. Dominated. And again, was looking like, after the first few innings, oh boy, here we go again with Herman Marquez.
I think they had one or two hits before that big inning.
Turning into Tom Seaver in his prime against the San Diego Padres. Whatever reason, feels comfortable on the mound at Petco, feels comfortable looking into that opposing dugout, seeing those uniforms come up. He was mowing them down, and then he wasn't. Until he didn't. The old power of friendship inning. It was just hit after hit after hit after hit. Guys,
forced the Rockies into some mistakes.
Yep, force them into some mistakes, which a bad team, you know, a good team will capitalize on those, and the Padres did. And then it was off to the races for Nick Pivetta, man. He was spectacular.
Nicky P, huh?
Nicky P was really good. Really likes pitching at home in San Diego, Benny, with a 0.00 ERA.
You know, his bad start in Sacramento could have been...
Wait.
Wasn't it first game in Sacramento? No.
No, Chicago.
Last start in Chicago.
It was freezing.
That's right. It was in Chicago. It could have been better. You know, he got his way through three innings and he was close. It wasn't like the Kyle Hart could not find the plate one. He was close. And I think Nick Pivetta is showing that he may be the real move that AJ Preller made this offseason that it might have even saved the season, honestly. The depth that was lacking in the Padres' starting rotation might have been the undoing of this team. Maybe it still will be. But at this point, adding Nick Pivetta to the mix looks like a godsend for the San Diego Padres right now.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. Just pounded the zone, man. That's what he did. He said, executed the counts I needed to, tried to get back in the dugout as quickly as I could. His fastball topped out at 96. But he's a strike thrower. That's what he was. And, you know, let his defense make plays behind him. Same thing with Kyle Hart. Kyle Hart, they hit, I think, 8 balls of 96 miles an hour, on him, but didn't matter, man. He let his guys make plays and everyone's feeling really comfortable with the guys they have behind him right now. So it's such a recipe for success.
Kyle Hart I don't think he's ever going to be a dominating starter in the big leagues.
But he can get outs.
Hopefully, if he throws strikes and gets help from his defense, he can have more outings like we saw. But again, you're not asking him to be Michael King. You're asking him to be Kyle Hart, your fifth starter.
Yeah.
You know,
keep you in a ball game.
Try to keep you in a game, get you 5 or 6 innings and give yourself a chance to win. And guess what? Padres have won all 3 of the games that Kyle Hart has started. Even the one where he only went two-thirds of an inning, they actually came back and won that one. So, you know, by that definition, Kyle Hart has done his job that they need him to do.
Well, they were talking, you know, watching the Red Sox thing that we talked a lot about on Friday, and we'll probably continue to talk about for a while, the Clubhouse on Netflix, highly recommended. You know, Andrew Bailey, and they're talking to his pitchers, and I think it was Cutter Crawford. He goes, you know, one thing I've learned, the best pitch, strike one. And that was Nicky P. First pitch strike to 20 of 25 batters that he faced. It's just incredible. Just pounding it.
Paulie had put on his prediction cap and was telling me he had a bit of a parlay together that included a Fernando Tatis Jr. home run. I hadn't even thought about that because he only missed one game plus the day off.
But Paulie went with the, yeah, it felt like
he just
more.
Missed one yeah. game. Yeah, he only missed the one game, and then we had the Thursday off, and then he came back on Friday. But Paulie remembered the old rule with Fernando Tatis Jr. when he's coming back from an injury.
Always Fernando Tatis Jr.
Always hits a home run
every time,
and he was right. You know, Fernando hit his third of the season, added his fourth the next day, and he had his usual, hey, I'm back in the lineup, better do something spectacular. And got it done on Friday night.
Oh yeah, no, it's just that's an easy one to make. Yeah, if you any sort of absence, whether it's 1-2 games, 10 games, whatever, Fernando likes to come back and have a
COVID,
flair for the dramatic.
Injury, just doesn't whatever. Matter. The last year, remember, he didn't do it the first game, but then the second game he had a walk off.
I'd love to know the actual like statistics.
Yeah, it feels like it because it does. The feeling that you get is that every time he comes off, you know, a day off or you know, maybe he's a little banged up.
Shoulder's a little banged up. Yep. He's going to sit for 2 games, comes back, boom.
Bomb.
And then does it again on Saturday. You're like, well, I guess that shoulder's feeling okay.
Got the flair for the dramatic. Yes,
and another Gavin Sheets home run on Friday night.
Yep.
His second. Yeah, definitely feels like he is strictly platoon option.
Yeah.
You know, they want him in there against righties. They don't really need to see him against lefties. So, but getting it done when he's getting that platoon option. So here the Padres are at 13-3, 10 games above 500, the best record in baseball, but you better have a really good record if you're going to play in the National League because here we are, 10th of the way through the season. Did you know that there are no American League teams have won 10 games yet? Not a single one of them.
That's incredible.
5 have won 10 games in the National League. So if you're hoping to make the postseason, it's not like you can really slow down at all in the National League.
It's a frenetic pace right now. I mean, in the NL, it is just it's insane. And you know, what's the Dodgers' record right now?
Dodgers dropped to 11-6.
11-6
with their loss yesterday.
I mean, again, if you start the season 11-6, you're like, all right, we're 5 games above 500, which is pretty good. And then you look up and there's 2 teams above you. The West is going to be it's going to be a bloodbath, man.
So the Dodgers dropped 2 of 3. They're actually 3-6 after their 8-0 start to the season.
Yeah.
After losing the series to the Cubs, Cubs look like a good team.
They
as
do.
Well.
They
now,
really
you know,
do.
They have a good chance to win that Central, although they had a huge blow this weekend as Justin Steele is going to have season-ending elbow surgery. I don't think they know, is it the full Tommy John, but whatever it is.
Yeah, he's done.
It's reconstruction, and he is done for the year, which is a horrible blow for a team that is really playing good baseball right now.
I mean,
the Cubs, with Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong, look like a completely different club and look, to me, like a fairly massive favorites in the National League Central this year. We thought the Reds might be they're around 500. You know, the Brewers look like they've definitely taken a bit of a step back this year. The Pirates aren't making the move early, at least. I mean, it's very early in the year, but the Cubs definitely seem like the class of that division. But I mean, the Mets look good. You know, the Braves have gotten off to the slow start. Does anyone think that the Braves aren't going to figure it out at some point? Spencer Strider is back, I believe, on this Wednesday is the expected his first start of the year. They're going to get on a roll at some point. So you've just got more good teams in the National League than you have playoff spots at the end of the year. Even the Diamondbacks, they just finished a series win over the Brewers.
They're 9-7.
Comebacks. They've got a winning record as well. You know, they were down 4-0 on Saturday night going to the bottom of the 9th inning and found a way to win that game 5-4. Rallied again yesterday. Diamondbacks are definitely a good team as well. So
makes your stomach hurt, man. It really does. It makes your stomach hurt looking at some of the teams. I mean, Chicago Cubs, you know, they put
and
up
the Phillies. I forgot the Phillies.
Yeah, Phillies are 9-6 right now. You look at the Cubs and what they've been able to score, Ben. They've scored 116 runs, which is by far the most in Major League Baseball. Now, they had a 16-0 win against the Dodgers. Take that out. They've scored 100 runs, which is by far more runs than anybody else in baseball. So, I mean, they're finding ways to do it as well. They've got a really good lineup. This is a huge, huge series and a huge start tonight for Dylan Cease.
I think so. I mean, you've got 7 or 8 looking like really quality teams in the NL and 6 playoff spots. And you have like 3 quality teams in the American League. It's going to be a real bitter disappointment for a couple of teams in the NL that don't, if they continue to play like this, that don't make the postseason. Because not all of the Mets, Philly, let's throw the Braves out. Let's say they never
recover.
Even if they don't, Mets, Phillies, Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks.
And Cubs.
The Cubs can win the division. They're probably safe. Yeah. But in terms of those other teams, one of them will miss the playoffs at least.
Correct.
And that's just the math of it.
You know, the thing for the pods now is the injuries are starting to stack a little bit, and it's not what you want. With Crony being out, God knows how long that's going to be. No problem. Iglesias slides right in. You feel like you're not missing much. With Lockridge being out now, and again, we have not got an update yet, but I believe it's a hamstring as well. Kind of pulled up, running, trying to beat out a double play. He's filled in really nicely in center field. Now, the offense isn't there, but he can get a bunt down and do things to help you win a ball game. He's going to hit in the 9-hole, 8-9-hole, whatever. Who slides in there? Is it Tyler Wade in center field? Is it Jason Hayward? So, like,
Iggy Rosario's been playing center, like, his first 2 games ever over the weekend, but he's not hitting right now. I don't know that you want to bring him up and put him back on the 40-man roster just to fill in for a few games. So is it Tyler Wade for the next week?
Defense is going to suffer a little bit. But again, that the team's identity has been next man up. And I don't expect it to change, you know, at all. Oh, this is my opportunity. I'm going to make the most out of it. That's Schilt Bowl right there in a nutshell. Like, hey, man, this guy's down. We got to pick him up. The reserves have played so well.
That's correct.
The bench guys have played so well, thrust into starting roles. It's certainly a fun thing to watch, but you have to be able to weather this storm.
There's always a limit.
Yeah, there's a limit to how much you can
take. Every team has a limit to depth.
Yep.
The Dodgers have the probably least limit of any team, but even they have already run into situations. I would have never thought the Dodgers would suffer the worst home loss in franchise history, and they've done it already.
Yep.
They had Miguel Rojas pitching the last 2 innings. He was doing bits.
He did bits out there.
You're down double digits, and you're doing bits and copying. I mean, was it funny? A little bit.
A little bit.
Doing his Roki, doing his Glasnow, doing his Snell out
did
there.
Did his Yamamoto.
I don't know that that's the time, though. I mean, maybe if you're up 11-0, you can do a couple of bits. But when you're down double digits and you're giving up 5 more runs, maybe not the best look, Miguel Rojas.
Well, you'd never know because Major League Baseball tweeted it immediately. Even people were like, Woodsy, can you believe they found a way to glaze the Dodgers losing 16? Oh, my God, look how funny Miguel Rojas is out there doing bits. Yeah, all right.
Crazy to see when you look at the standings and the expanded standings, the run differential, the Dodgers with 0.
Yeah, I mean, the 16 run loss is huge, but yeah, they've got a... They're basically a 500 team that's gotten lucky, is what that means.
Is what that says.
It's a little early, even for me, to look at run differential at this point in the season. It does matter.
Well, I mean,
you know, 80 to 100 games in. At this point, it's just random noise.
It is.
Actually, it doesn't matter even 80
to 100 games. By the way, it's always random noise.
No, it does matter.
No, it's always random noise.
We proved that 2 years ago.
No, I think there's a true correlation.
No,
like 95% of the time with run differential and a team's record at the end of the season.
No, it's funny.
The Padres were the exception to the rule.
Right.
Okay. Couple of years
ago. I did have Dodger fans tweeting me last night, please rip the Dodgers tomorrow, Woodsy. Please rip the Dodgers. And it's so early. It's so early. They'll get healthy. The Padres need to get healthy. They need to figure out a way because it's again, you think, oh, it's just Brandon Lockridge. But it's like, yeah, there's one more guy that you got to now, you know, find a spot for somebody else.
1-4 in a row without Jackson Merrill, who arguably was their best player to start the season.
Yep.
Jake out as well. I mean, this is impressive what the Padres are doing. It's legitimately impressive what they are doing.
The shutouts, too. Insane. 6 shutouts this season?
6 shutouts at home already this season.
Bananas.
When you're compared to the 1875 Browns stockings with how good your pitching has been.
It's hard to do better than that.
You know you're doing something right early in the season, and none of us.
I remember those days.
None of us would have
two bits, kids.
We were hoping the pitching would get by.
Would get by. And they're thriving,
and they're thriving. They've been dominant.
Hey, by the way, just so you guys know, nobody knows anything when they try to talk about baseball. Nobody knows anything,
including my co-host, who was pretty sure the Rockies were going to come in and, you know, kick some butt, at least take two out of three from your San Diego Padres. And he said, hey, if I'm wrong, I'll have egg on my face.
Literally.
On Monday morning. So, when we come back.
Let's do it.
The egg will be on Woods' face.
I don't think anyone's here because, well, you know.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. Right. Why would they be?
No one stopped us yet.
All right, so here we go.
We're going to do it when we come back. Woods takes the eggs on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.